3. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We are back, Sons of Liberty. It is Monday. You know, I'm not very good with dates, but I'm going to look at my little handy-dandy phone. It's the 29th of July. The month of July is almost over. We are more than 50% through the year 2013, folks. There's been many victories this year. There has been much to rejoice over, but I'll tell you what, there is a long road to hoe in front of us. Matter of fact, I was just talking last night, to a friend of mine who is retiring, and he said, "I'm not retiring, I'm redirecting." And that's exactly the case. If you're a Christian, if you're a patriot, if you're a lover of truth, you're always being redirected. You're never quitting. You may slow down a little bit in certain areas, but you will still bear fruit. And that's our objective as Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Good afternoon. You've got Jake, the other guy, with you today. Bradley will be joining us tomorrow with the sonsoflibertyradio.com. On our website, we have a variety of things, and today is going to be one of those days where we kind of bring you into the world of Sons of Liberty. Now, I know you get to hear a lot of great content from us on a daily basis, and that content comes from a variety of different sources, but the backbone of it is, and the spine of it is the Word of God. If you want to be smart, start there. Then after that, listen to the Sons of Liberty. Don't start with the Sons of Liberty. Start with the Bible. And once you've got through that Bible, go to the Constitution. And you know what, folks? If you listen to the Sons of Liberty, you're going to see how the two sciences run together, as James Wilson said. It's a beautiful blend of what our founders knew to be true. One of those founders being Mr. Patrick Henry. And I want to kind of highlight him throughout the day today because he was a Son of Liberty. And I'll tell you what, he established a lot of great things. As a matter of fact, he was voted in as the governor of Virginia without even running. That's how substantial this man was as a patriot and a Christian and a lover of not only his state, but these United States of America. He said, if we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending. He's speaking to us, folks. Can you hear the spirit of the Sons of Liberty even now? If we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged, and which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained. These are the three words that he says. We must fight. He probably said it like, we must fight! Because he had succeeded in the oratory skills that maybe I don't. But Patrick Henry sure did. We must fight, he said. And I can guarantee you, after reading that statement, many of you maybe were lost. Okay, he's reading a quote. But just take away those last three words. Patrick Henry said, if you want anything good, if you want to continue in this path, if you want to say that it's all for a purpose, then you must fight. You know, recently I read about how the House of Representatives, here's what's happening. You've got internal warrings between a few radicals in your government and in this administration. And folks, they didn't just all of a sudden pop up with this administration. A weed is growing before you see its head. And these weeds need to be uprooted from generations past. But I want to digress from that point and bring this point up. The House refuses to fund atheist chaplains at the Defense Department. Why do I bring that up? Because I just want to bring this up. Okay, I know it's stupid. I'm sorry for bringing it up. I know that it is stupid. It's an oxymoron. Matter of fact, one of the representatives, Fleming, told his fellow House members, when it comes to the idea of an atheist chaplain, which is an oxymoron, it's self-contradictory. What you're really doing is now saying that we're going to replace the true chaplains with non-chaplain chaplains. Okay, now this is what I'm getting at. That's exactly right. Has this administration followed the rule of the Constitution? Talking to a friend of mine today, Michael Prudka. He said, "Oh yes, you're going to want to visit the Constitution. Oh, what is it? It's like a library of some sort or something like that in Philadelphia. But it's unconstitutional. It's like a constitutional library, but it's unconstitutional because the Constitution doesn't designate it. It sounds like a good idea, but it's unconstitutional." When we talk about atheist chaplains, you're saying I want to replace. What are you saying? You're saying I am at war with God, and I see that God's rule and reign through the rule of law and through the word of God in this country has lasted and sustained this country for well over 200 years. And it will continue to do so, mind you, so long as the people don't remove themselves from it. Well, even that will in judgment. Folks, 10 out of 10 people die. All paths lead to the judgment seat. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows or a nation sows, he shall also reap. But if you go to this concept, this theory, what are they saying? They're at war with God. Why would they be at war with God? Because you are his creation, and you as his creation, they hate you too. And they must bring you into absolute bondage and subjection, and that's all this is? That's all this is. Of course the House refuses not to fund atheist chaplains, but, prove my overall point, the military and the Defense Department are still trying to move ahead with it. Now, who would that be? Do you think that's the brave soldiers that swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and say, "So help me, God"? Do you think that's those soldiers that are over there watching their friends bleed, risking their lives, past, present, and future? Do you think that's them doing this? No! No! It's these radical freaks that have infiltrated because men slept. You look at the parable in the Bible. When the good man slept after he had sowed his field with seeds, he went to sleep. And so did his servants. And at night, while men slept, specifically, that is the wording in the Bible, the enemy came and sowed terrors in that field. And then guess what? The terrors came up with the good seed. Folks, we can't sleep. What did Patrick Henry say? Our estranged brother from a different time frame, but nonetheless a son of liberty. He said we must fight. If we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged, and which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, we must fight. Fight America. Fight sons and daughters of liberty. I'm going to bring on the show here today some of our sons and daughters of liberty in different parts of the country that have been impacted by the message. God apprehends his kids, folks. We need to unite together. Up with us next is Mr. Hawley, and he's going to share his testimony as being a now son of liberty.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to ask you if you can spell the word shop out loud for me.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, what do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Luann.
Oh, man.
Okay, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
Are white. You are making this fun, Luann.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Oh, we just don't have church.
Soul that will sustain us. Now that's not Mr. Smokey Norfolk. Actually, I don't even know this guy's name, but I have been listening to this for probably the past week. Because the Lord will make a way so long as we are willing to fight. As Patrick Henry said, we must fight. I just thought you guys would enjoy having a little bit of black church. We're going to keep that going on through the segment. I want to have black church because I have a testimony today. I got this text message over the weekend. Many of you know that we were traveling. We were on the road. We did a church out in the Carolinas. And we had the chance to meet and collaborate with a whole lot of folks. A lot of patriots, a lot of Christians, a lot of non-Christians. The beautiful thing. But this was the response. And we have him on the air with us today. It has been a pleasure meeting some fellow brothers in Christ. It has been both exciting and eye-opening. I'm bringing you into Sons of Liberty world today, folks. I want you to know what we get to experience, but I'll tell you what, it does not come without a fight. At the same time, you don't know the fire that you boys have set ablaze in my heart. Thank you, Massey, Jake, for opening my eyes to see how the war must be fought. Your brother in Christ, Holly. Holly joins us today. Thank you for getting on the air with us, Holly, to let America know that this fire is contagious. How are you, sir?
Doing very well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I love the drawl. I just love it. See, we don't have that up here in Minnesota, but when you get down there, you kind of find yourself starting to drawl once in a while, like when you're at Biscuitville and you're asking for some bacon instead of bacon. You know, it's bacon. But Holly, you have a testimony here. You came to Christ. You've raised your family the same way, and I had a chance to hear some of your testimonies, your ups and your downs, your peaks and your valleys. But God has sustained you through everything. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. He lifts me up when I'm in the valley, and when I'm on the mountaintop, he reminds me of where I came from.
Amen. And how many of you listening right now cannot relate with that? Of course you can, because the Lord does make a way. Holly, you had brought up some things. I just read your text message that you sent off, and I want to ask you, because You're a generation older than me, maybe two, I'm not really certain exactly. But what is the fire that you're talking about? You said you don't know the fires that you boys have set ablaze out here. Can you explain that to the folks out there listening?
Well, I mean, the Lord has been gracious and good. His mercy endures forever. And all the problems that we have, there's nothing that's any greater than the Spirit of God that He can handle. I mean, we've been physically, emotionally, and financially just drained, and the Lord has sustained us through all of it, and He's kept our family together. We've been married, my wife and I, 41 years this August the 4th, and it's just amazing what God can do when you trust Him.
And you connected. Now, as we connected, I want to ask you, moving forward, now, you know, we did an event there at the church and things like that. Many people right now in this country are looking for the hope that you're talking about right now. And I'm not talking about this hope and change garbage that we got from a political institution. You don't get that from the Spirit of Christ. You get the real deal promises delivered.
That's correct.
How would you feel? I mean, what would you say to folks across the country that are considering maybe bringing the Sons of Liberty in or bringing this message to their community? What would you say to them, Holly?
I think it'd be a very wise move on your part, and we are losing a generation now to the culture that's being exposed through the government and through society. There's no morals anymore. There's no one that's accountable for any of their actions, but God holds all accountable for every action.
Amen. Now this is. Oh, go ahead.
We just have to make sure that we're doing everything that we can do to promote the gospel through every means that we have, and the Sons of Liberty is right on key, and I just feel led by the Holy Spirit to support and to do anything I can to help the ministry.
Amen. Thank you, Holly. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you getting on the air and sharing your heart. I want people to catch, and Holly, we will be in touch with you, brother, because we're not done out there. We are not done out there. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I got to pick up Mitch next year, but thank you so much for joining us on the air today, brother.
God bless you. Have a good day.
Now, let me explain something about Holly. Holly brought us in and said, you know what? I'm a lay person. He might be a deacon on a board or something like that of a church. But he said, I want this message in my church. Holly literally hosted us the whole day, allowed us to use his facilities to take care of the meetings and things like that we needed to do. This is a lay person. Why do I bring that up? This isn't some top-name guest that everybody knows about, one of the talking heads. He's going to talk about the situations that are happening in our country right now. No! I brought a person just like me, just like you, on the air to explain to you, listen, this is how you do it. You unite. If you can't preach, you can speak. If you don't have that opportunity, bring somebody in who can. And that's exactly what he did. And I'll tell you what, we got testimonies coming from down there. This is the second time we've been to where Holly's at. And we intend upon going back. Why? Because one person stood up and said, hey, you know what? I want to make a difference, and I believe in the message. The message is Christ, it's God, it's the Constitution, it's the Sons of Liberty, folks. And all of you supporting this outreach right now to this nation, folks, this is fruit to your account. Now, next we have with us Mr. Mitch. Met Mitch in the same area, but Mitch, you have a story. How did you originally find out about the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Junkyard Prophet? Give it to me. I love the story.
Oh, man, that's craziness, man. It's good to hear from you again, too, man. Well, it started back in the day. I've been drumming for about six, seven years now, because the praise team at our church needed a drummer.
Sure.
You know, I was a sound guy for a year. They needed a drummer. I kept praying about it, trying to figure out the commitment. Anyways, did it, jumped in. Of course, you know, you got to get a subscription, man, to the Modern Drummer magazine, man. You know, new drummer. Figure out what's going on besides the workbooks and that. So anyways, I'm flipping through one of them one night. This guy named Bradley Dean appears. And wind, you know, soul tone cymbals, all this other stuff that's there, man. I mean, that was intriguing, man. But I'm reading over the blurb that's there. in full page ad, man. I'm like, dude, there's more here, man. I mean, I'm reading this. This is different than anything else I've seen in the magazine. It's kind of like, this looks like salt to me, you know?
Yeah.
Looking at this going, I want to check this guy out, man. Joint Chart Prophecy, I mean, it's just starting to ring like, hey, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm out in the industry. I'm reaching the lost. And, you know, just a chance to connect, stuff like that, with more drummers there. So I checked out Junkyard Prophets at that point in time, and I'm like, dude, I like that sound, man. Come on, double drums, man, double bass. You got to love it, man.
That's right.
You know,
heavy.
I'm loving it. I showed it to the band, and not only did I show it to the band, because, hey, man, I like the sound a bit. I mean, it's not our style, but, you know, I like, more importantly, the most important thing was, dude, I love what they're doing in the high schools. That was You Can Run But You Can't Hide, international stuff at that point in time predominantly. You know, I'm checking out internet stuff. I ordered the CDs. Basically anything that had Junkyard Prophet, Bradley Dean labeled on it, I got it, you know, including the drum instructional DVD, man. I mean, I just wanted to check it out more, man, and I got the You Can Run But You Can't Hide CDs, man. I'm listening to him, Bradley, talk. I'm listening to his wife talk in the high schools. And I'm like, dude, this is awesome stuff. On the drum DVD, he's talking about, you know, again, more about the ministry, and you got some testimonials on there. I'm like, man,
yep, that's right.
Guys, if we could do anything in our community, I said, if we could copy anybody, and I'm not a copycat kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
I said,
follow,
you know,
me as I follow Christ.
If I can mimic anybody's ministry, because, I mean, I worked at the high school, and I maybe, and really, I mean, that's why we're in Rockingham, in Hamlet, North Carolina.
Yep.
You know, I won't even go into the story on that. That's way too long of a story, man. But basically, I got a message from God, said, don't close any doors. My mom calls me up 5 minutes later and says, hey, and she's 9 hours away, and says, don't close any doors.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God told me, quiet time, don't close any doors. So I know I'm here, Rockingham, minister to high school kids, as a teacher, you know, and I'm like, this is what we need to be about, guys. I mean, if I could do one thing, I'd copy this guy.
And then all of a sudden, months later, who shows up at your church?
But, dude, I get this email from our, we'll call him a youth pastor. He's a jack-of-all-trades pastor. He says, what do you know about Bradley Dean? And I'm like, well, dude, I think I had a student named Bradley Dean, but I don't think that's who he's talking about, man. So I'm like, no way. So I type it in, just drunk at a prophet, man. I type it in. Google it, right? Love it. Bradley Dean. Everything's popping up. I'm like, that's the 3-foot ponytail, I know.
There we go. There we go.
Dude.
You got it, Mitch.
That's it, man.
We had a
that's
great
him.
Event there, too, didn't we?
We had a great time, man. It was
Amen.
Good. Man, it is awesome. It's
Thank great. You for joining us, Mitch. We got to cut to a break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Webcast is on the agenda. We're going to start webcasting the show. We actually have been, but we've been keeping it a private link as we continue to work out everything on this. So you can stay tuned with the webcast. If you like us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. As a matter of fact, here's a comment that we just got on Facebook. Thank you so much for the accept. Your broadcast has brought me so much closer to God and Jesus. Keep fighting the fight, man. That's the topic of our show today, Patrick Henry. We must fight. I'm new at this. I just pray every morning and night. But I'm learning a lot from you and Jake. Mike. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate what you're learning. And folks, we got to learn first so we can bring it to you. And that's what we're doing on a daily basis here at the Sons of Liberty. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Keep in tune. We're going to be doing this webcast. You can watch the show, not just listen to it. It gets animated. It gets fun. It gets cool. Also, too, you want to keep tabs with us through the email. We send out an email, I think, usually twice a week, just keeping folks updated. Well, you know, once in a while, a crazy woman with a purse starts whacking one of our street team members, or there's a school principal that says, "Everything this man says to you is misinformation and lies." That happens once in a while, too. Or they say, "You don't have any First Amendment rights on a public school campus, and we just happen to be there." Au contraire! SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Also, too, we just put out a... Bradley just did a column. It's called The McGuffey Reader versus Globalism. Now, what is the McGuffey Reader? Well, just a really quick background on that. Many of our founding fathers learned to read, write, their educational system. I shouldn't say our founding fathers, but many in the colonial age and after learned through using the McGuffey readers. This was the textbook that was used in most schools. You could call them public if you wanted. You could call them community schools. You could call them church schools. But it's how people were educated. It talks about this column that Bradley did. It talks about the unconstitutionality of the federal-controlled schools. What is a federally controlled school? Well, I'll tell you what. It's unconstitutional. The federal government has no business in education. It's written nowhere in the Constitution. Nowhere. states want to deal with education, it's actually a family institution. The families are supposed to delegate that. If they delegate it to a co-op or a group of people, that's totally fine, constitutional. If the citizens of a state want to start some type of a state-sponsored education system, you know what, they can do that as well. But federally, no. When looking upon Jesus as our example of all that is right, this is a text art that we did of this, and you can find them all the time on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We make text arts every week. You can share them with friends and family, share them on your page, on your wall. All what is right, just, and true, you cannot overlook the fact that he used a child as the model of heaven. That is our most precious commodity in this country. If we don't pay attention to what they're being taught, we can't keep scratching our heads wondering, gee, why? Why are things going the way that they're going with our kids? I don't get it. Now, speaking of kids, we reach a lot of kids across the country. One of them happens to be a 10-year-old. Her name is Emily. We shared with you her video on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook last week. I actually got to sit down at a Cracker Barrel with this fascinatingly awesome young woman. Well, young lady, young girl. Emily, are you with us today?
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
Now, Emily, you got a little comic book not too long ago from your awesome parents, Wendy and Sean. They are dynamite, A+. Love them. Listen to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got you a comic book, didn't they?
Yep.
What was that comic book? Can you tell us about it?
Bradley Dean.
Bradley Dean? Was it called My War?
Yes.
Okay, what was all in that comic book? Do you know?
There was things that might happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and in the past.
And in the past. So did you learn some things in the past? Did you see our founding fathers in that comic book? George
yes.
Washington, things like that?
Yep.
Did you see Jesus Christ in that comic book? His passion?
Yes.
And his resurrection?
Yes.
What else did you read about? Did you read about how Bradley Dean was brought to that Jesus Christ that you just read about?
Yes.
Wasn't that a cool story?
Yes.
Do you think God can change this entire nation, Emily? 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds with that same powerful message of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Absolutely. You seeing it happen in your family?
Yes.
How about in your friends? You going to share that comic book with your friends?
Yep.
You're awesome, Emily. You really are. God bless you, little girl. You know what you just did? You
what?
Gave everybody listening right now, you took away every excuse of sharing the gospel with their neighbors, because if a 10-year-old little girl named Emily in Raleigh, North Carolina can do it, guess what? Everybody listening can do it, can't they?
Yes.
You got any closing words you want to say, Emily? You're in 53 countries and hundreds of thousands of people are listening to you.
I don't know.
That's okay. You don't have to have any. Thanks for joining us today, Emily.
Okay.
God bless you, little girl. We'll see you soon, okay?
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, Emily, when I sat down with her, she had gotten the comic book. Again, this is, I want to bring, I know it's a different show today. And you know what? I apologize to those that maybe, you know, that they're not into this. But you got to understand, the Sons of Liberty, we're a family ministry. And we impact families. That's what we do. We get to meet with families. We're impacted by families. And so when I see and hear all of this stuff, I think to myself, my goodness, the world's got to understand that this is grassroots. This is organic. This is from the heart. This isn't some manufactured, big name, talk studios. Yes, we're big in Christ. And it impacts people. So we're only as great as the least of us. And I'll tell you what, I would rather take a whole bunch of common folks. I mean, when Christ went to pick his apostles, he said not many mighty are called. What did that word mighty mean? If you look at the translation of that term, it means mighty political power or clout. That's what it's talking about. Those that were exalted, this is Prince Henry, and oh, look at his little baby, oh, and it's on the front, or whatever that guy's name is, Prince something or other, Edward, Frank. I don't know. You know the guy who's just had a baby, the first royal baby or something like that? Yeah, my producer's not helping me out at all. But she does. Prince William! Is that his? Who cares? The point is, who cares about that? I would rather take as Christ. When he went to pick out his disciples, he went to the hearts of men. He discerned who they were, and he knew who the movers and shakers would be that would plant that seed into the world and watch it bloom so that we could even have a country that we have now. It continues to grow. It dominates. Napoleon Bonaparte knew the effectiveness of Christianity. He could not even contend with it because he did it by force and by the sword. But men compelled by love, guess what? They turn the world upside down and they change things, man. They change them. So little Emily got the comic book, which we have. It's available. You can go to the Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Get that comic book. Take a look at it. It's for 10-year-olds. I've had grandmothers reading this comic book. We've had people all over the country reading it, and it changes their life, and then they pass it on to their neighbor. This is fantastic stuff, folks, and we've got it all there. But you're the ones that are going to make the difference. We can print all the comic books we want. If they stay on the shelves here, guess what? They don't go out and reach people. So when we go to events, that's what we're doing. We're distributing these things. Going back to this column that Bradley was writing, it dealt with education. That's why we brought on Emily. She's a 10-year-old, and she's getting a homeschool education, probably using the McGuffey readers. This column talks all about the education system, because many people say, well, you know, if the federal government isn't supposed to be involved, then what are we supposed to do? Matter of fact, I believe Emily's mother just started homeschooling after hearing the Sons of Liberty and being compelled to do so. And that's huge. Just talked to another woman who had Bradley speak down in Iowa not too long ago, and she said, I really feel that the Lord wants me to homeschool my kids right now. Amen! We're going to have some church on the way out of this one. Amen! That's what's going on throughout the country. What did Samuel Adams say? It does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of liberty, freedom. Where is liberty? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In the hearts of men. And remember what Patrick Henry said. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. We keep him central to this. Mary emailed in after Bradley's last column and said, thank you so much for this video. I read your articles and share them. And I am definitely going to share this video. A video we just posted on Facebook. It's about the college mottos. This will blow your mind. What is Princeton's motto? What is Harvard's motto? Maybe we'll come back with some of those. God bless you for your efforts, and may God forgive and bless America before we are taken down totally into the pit that this current administration is rapidly taking us. Yes, they may be driving the car, but the thing is each one of us has the keys to that car. How did this administration get the keys? Pull the keys out. You suffocate them that way. We control the gas. We can't excuse ourselves from it, but thank you, Mary. You're exactly right. We will continue to fight. We'll continue to fight because there are so many Emilys out there right now that are looking. You know, as she's reading, what was the comic book you read? Bradley Dean? As she's reading these things, she's seeing finally courage, hope, and leadership. You know what she's seeing? She's seeing Christ reflected in a redeemed life. That's what you're hearing when you tune into the radio program. That's what you're hearing every single week when you tune it in. You know, Jeff just went on Facebook and said, dude, I've got to meet you someday. You speak out of my heart. That's what the Lord does. He comes to unite that spirit that's in each one of you. We have God-given liberties. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Because He put them in, He will perfect them. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Bring it to completion, the Bible says. He'll do the same to those laborers that are willing to labor, willing to roll their sleeves up. You can't not roll your sleeves up if you're compelled by love. We've had a handful of guests here today on the show that have talked about that very thing. And that impact comes from the Spirit of God. I encourage you folks to donate to this ministry. Put that seed, that stuff that you work so hard for. You want to see a change in this nation. I can assure you we will apply it to the areas that need changing. We can't do it on our own. We need your portion with us, folks. It's tax deductible. You can make a donation at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Get some products. Get that comic book that Emily talked about. Because I know the Lord. He'll make a way. Take it away, brother. We'll be right back. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And sign up for that newsletter so you can keep posted on the webcast. All of you watching right now, you can see us live in person. I'm going to be sending out the details for that. Also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can find on the Facebook page our posts. We're posting on a regular basis. We're giving you updates. As a matter of fact, we're giving you good news, too. I don't know if you, any of you, if you're a first-time listener right now, but you know the Freedom Outpost does a daily good news report. Gives you good news that's happening out there. And I don't say look at the good to just focus on the good and forget and be oblivious about all the negativity. Trust me, folks, I know the negativity, and it will crush you. Unless you have that gospel message, which is able to overcome this world, and that's our faith. So stay feeding on the right thing, the good news. What does the gospel mean? Did you know the gospel actually, that word means good news? Jeff actually commented on Facebook and said, love to hear the good news. We always hear too much of the bad news. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're a doctor and you go into the doctor's office and the doctor's about to prescribe a cure to you, you won't truly take that serious unless you understand the full consequence of your sickness. And once we're at that point, then we're going to focus on nothing but the cure. We're going to be compelled by our heart. So let the Lord do a work in your heart and surrender to that, that you can receive that good news. And folks, we're definitely needing it. Also, too, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty, Kevin and Sam Sorbo, they were down here not too long ago. Many people remember him as Hercules. Guy, I guess there was a TV show of some sort. I don't watch TV, don't have cable, haven't had it for years. I've never personally had it. As a kid, I think my parents had like the five channels or something like that. But anyhow, I didn't know him, but he was a really cool guy. Him and his wife stopped down here to the office, got a chance to hang out with some of the crew that was here at the office. And then Bradley and his family had went out with them, and there's a picture there where you can see it. And this was the comment on it. Jason said, the man's a Christian and has got his head on straight. Hard to find in Hollywood. You keep good company, Bradley. Have you seen his movie Abel's Field? We shared that with our Saturday program, but I wanted to share that for you guys. on the weekday here. Now, moving on, I saw something that was fairly disturbing to me. As a matter of fact, I want to open up the lines, too. If any of you have an impact story you'd like to share, I encourage you to give a call and let, well, the world know. I was going to say America, but let the world know. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. When you share your testimony, when you share things that have happened in your life, you're connecting with somebody out there who has the same thing going on. You're emboldening them. You're causing them to step up to the plate. You're causing them to engage in what God has called them to do as well. So I encourage you listening right now, share that testimony. Whether it's about the Sons of Liberty and how you heard the show. You know, the one gentleman who said, man, I saw Bradley Dean in a Modern Drummer magazine, and then like 6 years later, he's at my church. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. We want to hear your testimonies. We got one more segment left. Call in and share your testimonies. The CAIR director, C-A-I-R. Now, this is about these Muslims saying that Muslims are above the law. Now, watch this, okay? The law of the land is the Constitution. All laws are null and void that are repugnant to the Constitution. That was a Supreme Court decision. Not that that matters that the Supreme Court said that, but it was one of their decisions. Well, it does matter. They agreed with law. They agreed with what the Constitution says. Now, back, there was once upon a time where there was sanity, where people said, yes, it says that, that means that's what we do. Rather than, it says that, and we got to work against it until we can crush it or deceive the minds of the people that it doesn't exist. When evil men are exalted, what happens? According to the leader of the Council on American Islamic Relations, that's CAIR, C-A-I-R, Muslims living in America should not be bound by U.S. law. That is a direct quote. This is what he says. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Let me say that one more time. If we, now folks, if you won't listen to the reproof, and this happens prophetically through the Bible, and the prophets come and they share the reproof with the nation. They speak it to the leaders, they speak it to the individuals, they go to the church. As they share this reproof with people because God has commanded them to, there comes a certain point in time in the Bible where a prophet is even necessary to carry this type of message. Then he speaks it. Then the people refuse that. And then what happens? I know we talk about it a lot. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. There's the blessings and the cursings. George Washington placed his hand on the Bible. It is said that he placed his hand on Deuteronomy 28 when he swore his oath. So help me God, when he was sworn in to become the first president of these United States under the current Constitution. Aha! Deuteronomy 28. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people. All the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord your God, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. These are blessings. There's many of them. 14 verses full of them, actually. But then when you get into the curses, now remember, keep on your mind here, the CAIR director, that Muslims are above the law of your land. When you disobey the voice of the Lord your God, the Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you set your hand for to do, until you be destroyed, until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings, whereby you have forsaken me. And you shall not prosper in your way. You shall be only oppressed and spoiled forevermore. You shall not borrow to other nations. What was it, in 1980? We borrowed more than any country to other nations across the world. Now we're the most indebted to other nations across the world. This is a correlation directly with Scripture. It said, you'll only be oppressed and spoiled forevermore, and no man shall save thee. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people. I find that verse interesting. Well, my son still lives with me. Yeah, he lives with you. But who's he been given unto? Does he talk the way that you talk? Does he carry the same morality that you carry? Or has he been taken out from underneath you while he still lives with you? His body's there, his mind's there, his allegiance is there, but he's not there. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thy hand to take them back. I know people can relate with that. Our youth, our kids, what's happening to them? Ah! Called a curse. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. Now, King David had his issues. The nation of Israel was being judged because of Saul's leadership. And what happened is the Philistines started to exalt themselves in the land. Any of this correlating here? Muslims? If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land, said Herman Mustafa Karal, executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth Care Branch. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Listen to that. Let it sink in. We've been telling you that because that is true. That's how they think. I mean, they're trying to get judges to rule according to Sharia law. Now they are point blank as a nonprofit organization in these United States saying it. It's time to start praying David's prayers and doing David's works. David said, but the Lord is my defense and my God is the rock of my refuge. There's only one way out of this. And you don't do it because you're compelled, because, well, I guess this is only our only option. It's always been your only option. You must take God at his word. I'm shocked by the amount of rallies that I go to speak at. And when I'm speaking, I'm the only one that thanks Christ. When Bradley's speaking across the country and he's sharing with people, people are like, well, you know, you got to be careful of the lines. No! Because like David said, but the Lord is my defense and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. He is our defense. He is whom we put our trust in. He is our hope. That's why we have testimonies like you heard today. And those are just some of them. Folks, there is hope, there is light, but there's no way you're going to deal with a curse unless you remedy the problem. The problem is obeying the Lord your God and his voice and his commandments, and then these blessings shall pursue you. They shall overtake you. You shall be blessed in the field, blessed in the city. You shall be a blessed nation, a city set on a hill. When you come to those terms, folks, and that is the purpose. That is the point. That's why you listen to the Sons of Liberty. That's why you engage in your culture and do it more. Is there more we can do? Yes, there's more we can do. Let's get effective. Let's get motivated. Let's get before the Lord our God and put our confidence and trust in him and let our hands do the work. Let him work through you today, folks. Let him work through you. We'll be back with you in 23 hours. Bradley will be joining us again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.